Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Mom hunts for son for 32 years and helps 29 parents find their missing kids before reunion of her own. Written by Alyssa Forsberg, read by Stacey Marshall. After a mother in China helped find missing kids for decades, her own son that was taken from their family 32 years prior was finally reunited with them. What an incredible and emotional reunion that must have been. Mao Yin was born in February 1986 to Li Jinzi and her husband Mao Zhenjing. In October 1988, the father and son were heading home when little Mao asked to stop for a drink of water. When they made a quick stop at a hotel, Mao's father was looking away for only a brief moment, but that was just enough time for the two-year-old to be snatched up. He disappeared in a matter of seconds, while the father briefly looked away, Li shared. The couple was heartbroken and searched all over to find their son. They put up posters, made appearances on a number of Chinese television shows, and tried everything they could to find information that would lead them to find Mao Yin. Li even quit her job and dedicated every waking hour to finding her boy. She also volunteered with an organization called Baby Come Home. While she was working to reunite with her son, she also helped 29 missing children be reunited with their families. In April, police had received a tip about a man in southwest China that had adopted a child from Li and Mao's province for the price of $845. After using an old photo of Mao Yin, they simulated an image of what he would look like today, and they found a man who resembled him that went by Gu Ningning. Gu was adopted 32 years ago, and after a DNA test, it was revealed that he was the boy that was kidnapped decades earlier. Li and Mao Zhenjing found out the news on Mother's Day, and the family shared an emotional reunion just a week later. "This is the best gift I've ever got," Li said after embracing her son. Right before they shared a long embrace, 34-year-old Mao called out to his mother and ran toward her before the family reunited and broke down in happy tears. What a heartwarming sight. "I don't want him to leave me anymore. I won't let him leave me anymore," Li said, as she held tightly to her son's hand. Mao has said he would move to live with his biological parents to make up for lost time. And while Li has now found her son, she says she will continue to help families who still have missing children. "I would like to thank the tens of thousands of people who helped us," Li said. "I can't believe that after helping 29 missing children find their families, I'm able to find my own son. What an incredible story, and may God bless this family as they are now reunited again."
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacey Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.